Now, I'm a little bit lost here because we have been having such a great time, but I do believe one of our great stablemates is about to join us, Brian, and yes. I believe he kicked on heavily the other night. I speak of the man who is commonly referred to as the coal miner, pad, 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 so I can find the credits. NRL's free-to-play game, pick him his back, just pick the winning margin from four selected matches to win a share of the 100 grand weekly prize. Head to nrl.com/pick'em now. The coal miner, come in, mate.
Yeah, afternoon, boys. Look, if you're lost, I'm still very, very lost from that Friday evening. I'm not too sure what actually happened down there after the Sporting Globe, after we wrapped things up, after the little live show there. But a good night was had by all, particularly Squirrel, best on ground. Again, he's the Clive Churchill every chance he gets, Squirrel.
Hey, Shawnee, what's the missile like with a couple of sherbets into him?
Tell you what, he can more than hold his own. We're in the margaritas. We're in the we tried sort of one of everything basically, and he's a big boy, as you know. And I think he might have been a little bit dusty maybe the day after, Shug, but I think you were probably a little bit closer to him than what I was. But tell you what, I was no good myself, that's for sure.
Hey, you know what? We're losing this bloke. You know, one of the great knockabouts, the coal miner from down there in Mowing, right? Mate, he is just centimetres away from an entry to the birdcage.
She won't lose, mate. Soul to the earth, you know that.
He's kicking on with Magnuson. He'll be in the glossy pages soon. We're
Confidential.
We're clinging on to him.
Guess who? Don't sue.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
We're clinging on to him. Shorty, what was your wrap-up? Well tipping, by the way. You were very, very confident on a big Blues win, weren't you?
Oh, as well as yourself, Sugar. And they would have had a fill-up on Matty Burton as he crossed the line. How good was he last night in his debut? You know what? Freddie's got some big calls to make. He's now got the availability of Jack White, obviously the Trell's going to be available, Pappenhausen, but what does he do with this lineup after such an impressive win? I thought it was a funny start to the game. I thought both sides looked a little bit nervous, a little bit rusty, so probably wasn't the sharpest start to an Origin that I can remember, but certainly in that second half, Nathan Cleary, that's one of the most well-rounded games I've ever seen, not only at Origin level, just in any level of sort of top-class rugby league. That was unbelievable. I was on James Tedesco, man of the match. So it was a little bit tough to watch, but you don't mind getting beat, when it's in those sort of circumstances. No one could begrudge him from getting the man in the match nod last night. He was unbelievable, that's for sure.
Hey, Shorty, I reckon that James Tedesco, he's probably got two silver medals or at least a bronze in the first game. Are we up with the Wally Lewis medal yet, or that come up later in the week?
Sugar, I love where you're going with this because it wasn't on the rundown, but I was going to bring it up. Now, we are back up with a Wally. Nathan Cleary is the favourite. He's even money, though, which looks, given his game one, I know he was good last night, but his game one performance, he received a lot of critics after that. So Cameron Munster, he was obviously man of the match in game one. He's $2.80, but on the third line of betting, and it looks to be a very big number to me, as what you've just alluded to, he's definitely got both silvers as far as I'm concerned, being the most consistent across two games. James Tedesco, $8 for the Wally Lewis medal. That could be an amazing bet. And it might actually be a better bet than backing him man of the match in game three.
Yes, it is.
Now, you're not going to get bigger than $8 because if he's thereabouts, he doesn't even have to win the man of the match and he could win the Wally Lewis medal. So do as you please, but it did jump out at me as well, Shug. So I think we might be aligned on that one.
No, that's a bet in our job, Brian. You know why? Okay. Because if he gets the man of the match, he almost assures himself of winning it, right?
Yep.
So if
yep.
you're going to get $6 or $7 on the day for man of the match...
Yes.
You get $8 for him to win the Wally Lewis medal, and if he runs another silver medal, he's probably still going to go close to winning it, unless one of those other two beat him to man of the match. So I believe that's an outstanding bet, Shawnee. You're definitely a better bet than taking the $6 or $7 on the day for him to get the man of the match. I love...
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely love that. What else you got, Shawnee?
Well, I haven't really got my head fully back into NRL mode after the sort of week off, but just looking ahead to this weekend's games, well, first and foremost, beanie for brain cancer round. So we want to see plenty of tries. We're going to be tipping in some money for every try that is scored. But the biggest game that I want to see, well, it's probably going to be the biggest game for the New Zealand Warriors in a very long time. They're at home playing the West Tigers Sunday afternoon, and they're only giving up a -3.5 point start. Surely... we get around the Warriors and we just boot them home, back in front of their home crowd against pretty suitable opposition, it must be said, boys. I think I'm going to be on the Warriors Sunday afternoon.
Look, it's almost illegal to take the Warriors when they're odds on, but the $1.54, and I'm a Tigers man, it just looks like a gift, does it not?
Surely. Yeah. Surely they turn up and get it done in their homecoming. Surely.
Surely. Yes. Anything else you got, Shauno?
Bit of cricket. First test, Sri Lanka via the Aussies. Aussies are favourite here. $2.25 the draw, $2.65. The Lankans beat us in the one-day series. Obviously, they're $3.90. And just to give you a bit of a flavour as to probably what the pitch is going to do, Nathan Lyon is the favourite in player of the match, betting at $8. So I think there might be a little bit of turn in this wicket. So we might just see a result in this one. It kicks off Wednesday afternoon our time.
What about the great Squirrel Hay? He deserved to be in the Hurt Locker because for those at the Sporting Globe, he tipped basically the whole pub to back this dog. What about the scenes? That was some of the great scenes you'll ever see, wasn't it?
Unbelievable scenes. It was going for all money at the home turn. It was just neck and neck, but it didn't want to put it out in front. And then all of a sudden, just went whooshka. What was it called? Fernando Boy. That's the one.
Fernando Boy.
Great scenes. And there's a great video doing the round on socials as well.
And the traders telling me too that because of the tip from Squirrel, it absolutely, it was a midweek greyhound race. The traders copped a puzzling from that one there. So there you go. Well done, Shawnee. Great to chat, mate.
Too easy, boys. We'll chat soon.
Well, hang on, Shawnee. The fax is broken.
Oh.
But, well, the sound is broken. It's just coming. Oh, it's a pager now.
Oh, there we go. The pager.
Yeah. Dear Jared, my husband has started making weird grunting noises when we have sex. He doesn't seem very aware that he's doing it, and it definitely does not register with him that it is strange. He makes the low rumbling sounds at random times, and it can be quite startling. I'm 37 and my husband is 39. We've been together for 10 years. In the last 3 weeks, he has started doing it during sex and is putting me off. The sound reminds me of a gorilla grunt. Dear Jared, should I tell him or should I just play along and start making other noises? Thoughts?
Get involved.
Jared. Serve involved.
Absolutely. Get involved. Return serve. Get the big silverback noise going and get amongst it.
Well, I think she's asking here, this lady, what sort of animals?
Oh, yes.
What sort of noises would you make? I mean, a donkey noise?
Mm.
What do you think, Sean? And
I'd probably in the theme of rugby league and the newest addition to the NRL next year, the Dolphins. We know, Fletch, as you well know, I think you actually told me this. The only mammal, along with humans, that have sex for fun. So maybe a little dolphin noise.
Yeah, that's putting me off. I'd rather go the gorilla grunt.
Yeah, the silverback, Shawnee said.
Yeah, silverback. What about something that's a bit, you know, it's got to be a little
alluring.
Bit sexy. Yeah,
alluring. Who's the sexiest animal out there, noise-wise?
What about a pig?
Yeah. I tell you what, if she can master...
No, the noise, it's not the look. I mean, pigs are looking rank, but they sound hot.
Which is the bird that's a great imitator? Is it the bower bird or the lyre bird?
Is it the Richie McCaw?
No, it's the lyre bird or the bower bird. They can
make
a lot. Bower bird. Get on the bower bird train.
Okay, and what sort of animal are you
Then you can do what you like. They imitate chainsaws, key clicks, anything you like.
Hang on, so you're going to have a chainsaw sound while you're pulling.
You can do whatever you like.
What are you into? Smell of wood. Goodness me. Yeah, you must just go off in Bunnings, sugar.
Yes.
Anyway, so you got no answer, Shawnee, for this lady?
He's giving you three
nothing,
answers, but anyway.
I don't know where to go from chainsaw. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah. All right, you can go. Thanks, Shawnee. See you, mate.